Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I'm reading this story right now. This makes me sad. Bands that are now considered dad rock.
Okay.
Green Day's on the list.
I can see that. Yeah.
If you're not familiar, dad rock is a slang term describing nostalgic, accessible rock music favored by middle-aged men. And it's heavy in guitar and drums, right? Here's the list now. Blink 182 is now officially dad rock. Creed, Fall Out Boy, Foo Fighters, Green Day, Incubus and Korn, Katie, a couple of our favorites.
No.
Linkin Park made the list.
How?
Offspring and Weezer, all now considered dad rock. So, whatever. Let your light shine.
Exactly. Dad. You know?
Throw it on while you're grilling this 4th of July.
At least you're still rocking out.
That's right. Fall Out Boy and Creed. That makes me
sick. I think that. Got everyone down a little.
All right, so Katie came in this morning, and she was so excited. She's like, we got to talk about how me and baby Nana were talking about campfires.
Well, yeah. I mean,
all right.
Think
okay,
about it.
We will.
Your summer's part of your, you know, best memories are the ones that you create around the campfire, right? Right? Come on, the food you cook on the campfire, the stories you tell, like when you're actually out there camping, that's when everyone gathers and you relax and you have a good time, right?
You tell ghost stories.
That's right. I can't tell the last time. Remember the last time I told a ghost story,
and you smell like smoke, and you got that one person where the smoke always blows on that person no matter where they move, and you're like, I'm attracted to the smoke.
You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, we all know.
That's kind of where this came about, because little baby Nana and I, we are going to be around a campfire a lot this summer, so part of our vacation
is going to
be...
Do you burn your trash?
No.
Oh.
We're going to be hanging out at a campfire.
Oh,
like,
okay.
That's part of our summer plans, and so we were just talking about all the things that we can grill in the campfire, and the list has really increased since, back in the day. So when we're talking about savory things, have you heard of the charcuterie board on a stick?
No, but I want to.
So essentially it is just taking all of the things that you would put in a charcuterie board and putting them on a stick. So they say
take an olive?
Like a mini brie bite or like the baby bell cheese, right? You put that on there and then you put a little cracker on the side and then you
leave
have
Josh
your
out of this.
Salami or prosciutto that you put with the baby bell as well. And so you toast it on the campfire, you put it on your cracker and then you drizzle it with hot honey, a little fig jam. So all the charcuterie board flavors.
I'm not bringing fig jam camping.
Out in the campfire.
This
well, that's
is dumb.
On you. It's not dumb. People
this...
are doing it.
Okay.
People are doing this. They're
for
also
the gram.
Taking, they're also taking the fruit and making sweet and salty. So you can take apples and pears and tea that up with cheese as well if you want that on the campfire. Okay, if you are strictly sweet when it comes to your campfire treats, Jer, I've got you. Okay, so they have the campfire Rice Krispie treats. Have you heard about this?
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay, but people are split on it, apparently.
Well, no, first of all, I have not heard about
this. Okay, so yeah, you take a Rice Krispie treat, you put it on a stick, and you put it in the campfire. It already has marshmallow and everything, right? But
can I put some fig jam on it?
If you'd like, you could up that game however you want. But yeah, the Rice Krispie treat is a
viral
thing.
Why are they split, though?
Because, again, like when you burn it, it's just a lot of people don't like that Rice Krispie treat burnt.
Well, don't
like,
burn it then.
Marshmallows are okay, but the actual, you know, Rice Krispie, that's where people are like, I don't know if I really enjoy that. But there's all kinds of stuff. So there's the cookie dough skewer. What? So yeah, you just take cookie dough.
How does that not drip off into the fire?
You just warm it, and then you put it in between the marshmallow or the crackers, the graham crackers.
Tea.
It is not. No, this is
this
amazing.
This is an Instagram TikTok thing where somebody did it once at a campfire they made in their backyard, and now they think everybody's doing this.
Everybody is
Who
doing
Who is packing
it?
A complete charcuterie board to cook on the fire?
Is
Nobody.
Doing it. People
Nobody.
Are doing it. I know. I have seen people do the waffle cone boats. Have you seen that?
Okay, hold on. Now what's that?
Wait a minute. Back up.
Hold
I'm back.
Up.
On board
Hold up.
A waffle cone, and then you just put it full of all of your favorite s'more treats. So you've got the chocolate, you've got the marshmallow, you've got the waffle cone as the base. You can even put other things in there if you'd like M&Ms, if you want some Reese's Pieces in there, chocolate chips, whatever.
Vicodin.
You'd like, if that's what ails you, Jer, I'm sure a little toasty.
Put my Xanax in
it. But the waffle cone boats, and then with those, you just take them and you wrap them in tinfoil and you put them on the grill.
And then it all melts
and
in there,
it
gets all
melts
gooey.
And it gets all gooey.
And then how do you eat that?
an ice cream cone. You let it cool down a little bit, but you eat it, and people are loving it. And then there's one. There's
Who
couple
are
more.
These people?
Me. I am these people.
There's
so
more?
There's also, so people are saying if you take the marshmallow fluff, that's a game changer.
It's a staple in our pantry.
It's a game changer. So you take it, and then you're just going to take it like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Dip it in that marshmallow fluff. Put that
on
the stick.
So you heat it first, and then...
No.
Hold on.
Go
ahead.
You take the Reese's peanut butter cup, you dip it in the marshmallow fluff, you put it on the stick, and you get that all warm and toasty.
But again, that's going to drip right into the fire.
It's not. I saw videos.
AI.
Okay, I've got one more.
Oh, God,
one
no
more.
One
more for you
done
because
this
was completely out of bounds. Like, I never would have thought to put a Starburst on a stick.
Why?
And throw that in the campfire because it becomes all like, you know, the outside is nice and crispy, but the inside's all melty and gooey, and kids love it.
Ooh, it's
kids
crispy on the outside?
Love it. Crispy on the outside, gooey on the inside. If you've never had a Starburst in a campfire, do it.
In the smoky
do
flavor.
It. It's so good. It's so good. So
you're doing all this summer, huh?
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Already planning it. We've got it all mapped out. So
you,
what?
You should probably get some camp chairs with excessive weight limits.
I knew you were going to say that, but you
better
what?
Get yourself some camp chairs like that hold about 600 pounds. I
you
think.
Go ahead and put a cucumber on a stick and put that in the fire. Tell me how much you
Reminds
like that.
Reminds me
okay?
of prom night. So I got to ask you, going back to you and your daughter going out camping this summer.
Yep.
Which I would love to be a fly on the wall, but...
Okay.
Like, are you just going to pack, the traditional stuff, too? Like, wieners?
Okay,
and
so
s'mores?
Again, not going, camping
wieners.
In the sense we are going to be around a campfire a lot, like, where we're staying. So, again,
what does that mean? Where?
So, we're staying at a house, but it has
a fire pit
out back. Oh. And so, we're going to be hanging out there a lot at night. And so, we're going to be toasting things in the fire. And so, that's where it all came about.
Oh.
Yes.
I thought you were going to be under the stars in a tent together.
No, not like camping. So.
Is it a wood-burning fire pit?
Yeah, it's got wood. Yeah.
Or is it fake wood and it's a gas pit?
No, it's a pit. And then we put
wood in
it.
And
you
light the wood on fire.
You got to chop that wood.
Okay.
You got to get in there and... You know,
do some work.
Create the little teepee with wood and make the fire happen. You know,
I instantly went to you guys renting an Airbnb with a fire pit, but you find out later after you're melting all this stuff into the pit,
yeah,
and candy's dripping in there, and there's marshmallow fluff that it's a gas powered fire pit,
and the
bottom of it is just caked in goo,
and I lose my deposit to my
saying,
Airbnb.
Mom, I don't think we're getting our deposit back.
Yeah, not like that, but definitely trying some new things with the campfire.
Oh, you guys are cute.
Sure.
That's going to be good, mother-daughter bonding time.
Yeah,
it's going to be really sweet for you guys.
See, I'm glad you
think so, too.
Charcuterie
on a stick with my daughter. Ah. Mm, so cute.